For a number of years now, Congress has appropriated billions of dollars to the Affordable Connectivity Program, commonly referred to as the ACP, to help internet access become more affordable for many. But the funding for the initiative is set to run out by this April, which means many people around the country and in Utah are preparing for a transition. In just 2 days, the ACP will stop accepting new applications. Last month, a group of bipartisan congressional leaders introduced legislation that could appropriate $7 billion to the program, ensuring its continuation, but no action has been taken. Rob Broek is with Utah's Center for Economic Opportunity and Belonging. He says he's found the ACP has been essential for Utahans.
In Utah, it's even more important than probably in some other states, just because of geographically the way that we are set up, where we have one centralized urban area, and then most of our state is rural. The folks out there have a risk of less connectivity.
Roke says that means many Utahns won't be able to access what he calls vital resources, but also will be less informed. While Roke is hopeful the program continues, he is encouraging Utahns to search for alternatives, like asking to see if internet service providers have their own low-income service program. As of this week, over 73,000 Utahns are enrolled in the ACP. Roke says while he and others around the state are hopeful the ACP will continue, he says it's also an opportunity for the state to think about new ways or alternatives to ensure Utahns have access to high-speed internet and do not feel reliant on the federal government for assistance. He adds while he doesn't know what that looks like, at least an extension of the program from the federal government would cause the least amount of disruption.
Individual states are looking for different ways to subsidize it and they don't rely on federal funds. Maybe it's a statewide program or something that they can offer discounts or incentives to ISP providers to have a Utah-based ACP, if you will.
Roke argues now's the time for Utah stakeholders interested in digital equity to start building up better communication networks at the statewide level, whether it's to better coordinate future ACP efforts or not. He considers having internet access a fundamental right and predicts it's only going to become more important moving forward. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.